Sure Can.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 145 of I'm So Sure Cast. At Ross Cabrillo, I'm here with Dan Sullivan.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Timmy, how we doing, pal?
Not bad.
That's good.
How about yourself?
Pretty good. Frankly, not that great. We got a lot of not great stuff. The best, but not that good.
Okay. So the best, but room for improvement. There's better.
Probably pretty good. We're not sure. We're going to wait and see. But a lot of people have said it's pretty good.
That was really good.
Thanks, man.
Mr. President, that was a good speech.
Thank you.
What's fucking up, dude? What's fucking up?
Oh, not much.
So we threw a camera this time. Will we use it? Don't know. Is it extra work? Yeah. Do I like work? No. So might not use it. But
you don't like work, but you like when things work out.
Fucks. I mean, can you argue with the fucking guy?
So the idea is to put this on YouTube one day?
Yeah, maybe even like
if it
tonight.
Works out.
Yeah, if it works out. Might have to do it. Yeah, it's so much work, dude. It's like at least an hour of work.
That's too much.
At least 30 minutes.
People get paid by the hour. So that is a long enough duration where you need
right.
money to continue.
It's a lot of work just to get pulled off YouTube.
Right.
You know, we'll see.
I don't think we meet the standards and practices of YouTube.
Yeah, probably not.
Because we say like wild conspiracy things like COVID probably came from a lab.
Yeah.
And
the earth is round.
Right. Yeah.
Crazy shit like that.
Yeah, and you know what? Fuck YouTube.
Yeah, fuck them.
I use it every day, but so what?
Right.
People use roads every day and they can complain about infrastructure.
The person at YouTube that watches videos to see if they have to take them down, he gets 30 seconds and he goes, oh, well, they're all done.
Well, that's what we're here for. We're here to not waste the censors' time. We're just going to cut right to the chase.
Right, dude.
Because we have very, very strange views on things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the frogs.
What's he going to do?
I'm looking for the gay frogs one.
Oh, I thought that was on the last page, I thought. But I could be wrong. Could be fucking wrong, dude.
God damn it.
But check out this joke that Jeff Borstel did to me today. So there was this YPN fucking brewery event, right?
Check, please.
At, what was the brewery?
I'm
sure you weren't there, but I'm
Navigation?
Asking you. Navigation Brewery in Lowell.
Dangerously close to Narragansett. I think Narragansett may be engine for Navigation.
Really?
No, really? I just made that up.
I sucked other men's cocks.
But he goes, dude, you going to the thing tonight? And I'm like, I don't fucking know, dude. Like, do I really want to go?
YPN is Young Professionals Network.
That's
right?
Correct. We say young at heart so that we don't get, so the Northeast Association of Realtors doesn't get sued for ageism.
Interesting.
Right. But he was like, dude, you going to the thing tonight? And I was like, I don't know, man. He's like, dude, you should go. I'll go. I'll go if you go. I was like, all right, fine, I'll go.
A lot of loyalty for a hired gun!
Mind you, Lowell is 40 minutes in the other direction.
Yeah, Lowell's far.
So I was like, fine, Jeff, for you, I'll fucking go. So I go, and it's basically just like a garage. It's like an open garage door you just walk into, and you're in a garage that happens to have beer and fucking big tanks full of fucking beer around.
Yep.
Look around, no Jeff. So I text him, I go, yo,
I fucked up.
You fucking almost here? He goes, not coming. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me, dude?
And then he went.
No, he goes, nah, man, not coming. And then I was like, dude, I came so far out of my way just for you. And he goes, so? I was like, this motherfucker. So then I'm like typing an angry paragraph, and then I just feel like a hand on my shoulder, and it's Jeff. I was like, you son of a bitch. I was ready to fuck you in anger, dude.
Classic Borstel move. Bailing out.
But he was there, so.
He was there.
He was
so
there.
So he navigated there.
Good lord, dude.
Yeah,
he did.
How are the beers?
They're pretty good.
Do they have bread?
Pretty good. No bread. Potatoes, though.
Okay.
And they had
not bread.
Fried raviolis.
Whoa.
Had like four of those. And then had couple of those. I thought they were meatballs, but they weren't meatballs. They were arancinis.
What the fuck is
they're
that?
They're meatball sized. Little rice balls.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Ate the fuck out of those and then fucked off.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Were there people going around with like little trays of food?
No.
Or were they in the tinfoil?
They were in the tinfoil things just in the corner.
Not like the aluminum thing. What element is that?
It was probably aluminum, dude.
Man.
Is tin aluminum?
Was it worth it, would you say, overall?
Not like really.
They used to call him Gordo the Weirdo.
I mean, I guess it was worth it because I got to see Jeff and fucking James, who I haven't seen in... Well, I actually saw Jeff last night. Believe it or not, saw Jeff fucking
last night. How dare you?
I know. Jeff fucking called us at like 7:30 p.m. And I'm just sitting here in my fucking chair being all lazy and fucking cozy and shit.
Yep.
And he's like, you guys want to meet us for a drink?
Well, you know what's so funny? Because when Jess texted me and Karen.
That's right, she did.
Here's what's funny.
Oh, God.
So Whitney came over and stayed over last night because she had to figure out how to... She needed a tutorial on the... I don't know, something with the dress that you're supposed to do.
Oh, the don't fucking say
it. Sounds like you're about to say it.
Don't fucking say it.
I don't even know what it is, but it sounds like you're about to say it. Come on.
Oh, fuck.
Come on, dude.
I want to say bunt, but that's not it.
It does. I think it is a B word.
Bustle, dude.
Come on, man.
That's it.
That's correct.
She has to bustle her dress.
He's absolutely right.
I'm telling you, dude, I have 8 years of experience of this shit.
Of bustling?
Not of bustling, but of knowing about the bustling happening.
Interesting. So you've been...
I used to watch my manager struggle with the bustling.
So you've been bustling adjacent.
That is correct.
Interesting. So, yeah. So, we had a fun night. We went to Atkinson Country Club for dinner, had a bunch of cocktails and shit.
Oh, my God.
And then Jess texted us, and I was like, oh, we're out right now, but we're not going to make it all the way there.
Oh, fuck.
But the funniest part is because we were out, you need me to get you a goddamn napkin?
I'll just sit in my own filth, dude. It's fine.
Because we were out and about at a bar...
Yeah.
It felt like, any other time we would go, but it's totally not true. I just felt like that because I was out on a Monday night. What typically would have happened is you guys would have texted us, and on a normal night, we'd be in sweatpants watching a movie.
Right.
And then we would just say, no, we can't.
Right, dude.
So I guess either way, we were destined to not go.
Right.
But I do miss the Borstels.
Oh, it was fucking great.
And I was actually talking to Jeff on Saturday.
Dude, their fucking kids just fucking sit there.
They're very well behaved.
Just chill. May just like was like just didn't make a peep.
It's amazing.
People say, oh, the baby didn't make a peep. I literally mean not a single sound came out of her voice box the whole fucking time.
I wonder if...
Just really impressive. And then I was like, Jeff, you realize this like is not normal, like... You're very lucky to have a child that's not screaming their fucking head off at a restaurant. He's like, am I? Is that, dude? I'm like, yeah, dude.
It definitely is.
Fucking
Mr. Dick. Vice President.
I agree. He got lucky. Jeff is a lucky bastard, though, because don't you think he's one of those guys that would always win raffles and not gamble much, but like when he does decide to do a hand at roulette, he'd win? He just seems like
he's gay.
One of those guys.
Yeah.
Like a fortunate guy.
He would be like
fortuitous.
That. I entered a fucking raffle at the thing tonight. Didn't win. Didn't fucking win, dude.
Did Jeff?
No.
Yeah. Well, why even bring that story up? It just contradicts what I just said.
I figured I'd contradict what you just said.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So what else, dude?
I had like a really important thing to talk about. And it's just gone. Don't remember it.
Was anything related to this?
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay.
Actually, yeah.
Do you understand that? Serious crap. I'm sick of being social engineered. It's not funny.
It's not funny is the best.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
Wasn't there a fucking thing, dude, I was going to say? Didn't we do something this weekend or some shit?
What
did we? You do? Did we do something?
I got cocked at Mr. Mike's on Saturday. You went to like a wedding or
something.
I went to
a wedding.
Friday.
It was really fucking cold too. I was freezing.
Yeah, it was colder than a witch's tit.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
And it was an outdoor wedding, right?
It was an outdoor fucking wedding. Well, yeah. And then it was like in a barn, which is like open. And then it was in like a little house thing that had like a lot of sliding doors around. So I was kind of like outside.
Right.
It was nice though.
Had a good time?
Yeah.
Where was it again? Tamsworth?
Tamsworth? Tamsworth.
Goose pimples.
Tamsworth, Hampshire.
Interesting.
Yeah, I know. I'm fucking
how far a drive is that?
An hour and a half from here.
Ooh.
2 hours from Drake it.
Interesting.
I'm telling you. It's a different distance. I fucking mean it.
Wow.
I know.
So, yeah. So we have no content?
Mm-mm.
Good nothing. Lord.
Really thought I had something though,
dude. This is not very good radio.
No, it's not.
Or video. Or video now.
Jesus Christ! Probably should have thought about this.
Oh my goodness, dude. I wonder. We should have a nice elaborate studio, like Stern TV.
I made French onion soup the other day, so that's pretty fucking cool, I guess.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. Which a lot of people don't realize this, but it takes like 4 hours. To make French onion soup.
What is it? Cheese and it's like a bean thing? What goes over the...
Are you fucking...
I've always seen French onion soup, okay. But it looks very cheesy to me. That's why I stay away.
Yeah, loads of beans involved.
Cheese to me is like when an old guy is walking down the sidewalk and up ahead he sees a bunch of teenagers. You just learn to avoid it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, so French onion soup is basically just like onions and fucking broth, right?
Yeah, that part I like.
And then you cook a raclette.
What the fuck is that?
What the hell is even that?
Let me just verify.
Is that like a parfait or whatever you call it?
Let me make sure that was even the right word.
I think it's a parfait. I think that's what you're looking for.
It's a fucking raclette. No, dude. That was not the fucking right word.
You sure?
Yep, not the right word.
Well, see you later.
What the fuck is it called, dude? I'm sure I was this
far
off.
Why did you look it up?
A crustini. That's what it is.
Yeah, no.
Not
thanks.
A fucking raclette. You just toast a little piece of bread, dude. A little fucking piece of bread.
Oh, I like that.
Toast it in the oven. Put a piece of cheese on it. Toast it some more. Cheese melts. Put the cheese on the fucking in the bread on top of the thing. Or if you are a real restaurant, you put it on top and then bake it. But I'm not a real restaurant, so I bake it and then put it on top.
It sounds like something that was objectively good. But because I despise cheese.
It's subjectively not that good.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
No, I'm sure. Actually, I think if I was able to scrape the wall of cheese off and enjoy the soup itself, I would like it.
Yeah, fuck the pan away, you know?
You got to fuck the pan away.
Right, fuck.
Okay, so far we have...
Nothing. Oh,
you made a soup.
Yeah, made a soup. Saw Jeff Borstel and James.
What else?
Fucking A, dude. This is unbelievable.
Joey Durso has still not RSVP'd to the wedding he is in.
Oh, and then the lady... the lady texted us and was like, hey, you guys, your fucking suits are in, fact. And I was like, oh, great. Can I do like a fucking 3:30 appointment on Tuesday? She goes, no. The earliest I have is 8:30 in the morning. I go, that's...
The opposite.
The opposite of what I was fucking looking for. But okay, I'll do 8:30 on Tuesday. And then she just said nothing. And then I texted her. Was it last night? I think it was last night. And I was like, hey, just checking. Am I good for 8:30 in the morning? And just crickets. And then at 8:22, she goes, of course.
Yeah, I think you got a call because I figure she's probably in...
If I got a call, then don't fucking text me.
She's probably in 10 group chats with a bunch of retards.
You know what, dude? Then fucking call me. If you want me to call you, then call me.
No, but you have to make the appointment.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and she was good with it.
Arguable.
I mean, it's arguable, but...
Either way. 8:22, I was leaving to go to work because I was like, obviously this lady...
Well, because she said we're in at 8:30, so she was probably like, why do I need to confirm this again?
because maybe between the time she told me that she had an 8:30 and by the time I answered, somebody else took it.
Folks, he's right.
Listen, I'm in the business of scheduling shit and people not answering and then not showing up. So I know all about this.
Put that coffee down.
Well, Joey, on the other hand.
But either way, hold on.
Oh,
not sorry. Fucking done my
Jesus Christ.
Not fucking done my stupid
Good
story
Lord.
That goes nowhere, dude. Okay. So then I show up at 8:45. Nobody else is there except for supposedly Karen, because I heard some lady voices off in the distance. And supposedly she was there at the same fucking time. And I'm just so dumb that hearing her voice, I didn't go, oh, that's Karen.
Tried on the suit. It could be anybody, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Because then you'd be, think about how embarrassing you'd be if you were like, Karen? And then it was just
they go,
dead.
Fucking what? There's men in here?
Yeah.
And I go, no, I identify as a toaster. And they go, oh, thank God. But,
LGDP, LGBTQ 2+.
Plus. But tried on the suit. Fucking great. Pants were a little long. She hemmed the pants. And she's like, how's that? And I said, too short. And she said, oh, okay. And then she made them a little longer. And she said, how's that? And I said, that's pretty good.
Very nice.
So that whole thing took about 10 minutes. And then I left and went to work.
Yeah, I think the longest part is putting the suit on.
It's not even putting the suit on.
It's getting it from the plastic.
Yes, it's taking them out of the fucking plastic.
And I don't know. I'm really bad. I don't know how to fold pants and replace them on the hanger.
It's not fucking easy, dude.
So my shit's all fucking wrinkled now for sure. Because when I put it back, I was just like, I think this is right.
Well, and then they even said, don't even bother putting it back in the bags and shit. Just
well, then, because then I walked to the front with, you know, a giant ball of plastic and I just put it on that couch.
You're weird.
Well, because I don't know what to do with it.
I just left it in there.
But that seemed like...
disrespectful?
Yeah, because she was right in front of me when I left it on the couch. So I was like, all right, well, now she's going to clean that up immediately.
Right. Here's the thing, though. You're paying the money for the suit, and then you're paying for the seamstress, which Joey has a big problem with, which I'll let you get into.
Yep.
Might as well get your money... in Joey's perspective, might as well get your money's worth and make them pick up the plastic.
You're totally right.
That's how Joey's mind would work.
I agree. So Joey, who's a complete disaster.
You're kidding. You're kidding me.
So with Joey, he's the only one in the wedding party that I feel the
right
need to kind of handhold.
Do a little bit of this.
Yeah.
Joey, this way. Come on, buddy.
And the thing with Joey is it's like talking to someone in China. The hours of operations are like from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Right.
So that there's no urgency on his part to get back to you.
And you gotta always tell him that things are an hour before they are. And that way, he'll only show up 15 minutes late.
So he's in these group chats. So he's up to date. But I still have to be like, you know?
Yeah, right.
So I said, hey, dude, your suit is ready.
He goes, wait, they never told me this.
I said, your suit's ready. They just need to hem it. So I would make an appointment. It only takes about 10 to 15 minutes. And then he goes, word, how much is it to hem? Never mind. I just read the group chat, the group text. And then he did the two dot ellipses.
I love that. That's classic, Joey.
And I said, yeah, it's like $30. I think it's $30, right?
Yeah, $30. $30 back.
So that was at 8:30 last night. So I'm like, all right, we're good. Then I went to bed probably at like 11.
Fair enough.
And I wake up this morning to this message from him at 11:22. So this is about almost 2 hours from when he said, all right. He goes, what? So this must have been like brewing in his mind.
Right. He's fuming.
And I get it. It is inconvenient. He probably lives the farthest of the wedding party from Newburyport. But you know what you do? He doesn't even... I won't go into it. But he goes, so this is from 11:22. What a crock of fucking shit, though. And it's not a big deal at all. I don't want you thinking I'm like really upset about tuxedo process. But it's like, why do my measurements and shit if you're going to send me a tux that don't fit me? Just send me a tux that fucking fits. That's why we go to get fitted. You feel me? Jesus and then he did Christ. Question mark, exclamation point, question mark, exclamation point. Oh, and he still did the two ellipses
for the
right before
question mark and exclamation. Yeah, yeah. So you're supposed to wait to find out that he's enamored or not enamored, but
yeah. And then so
exacerbated.
So then I message him and I go, yeah, dude, this is what happens when you're in a fucking wedding and you're wearing a custom suit. Like, if I buy a suit from Men's Warehouse, when I go in to buy it, they just fucking, you know, if it needs hemming, they just fucking mark it right there.
Here's the thing, too, is in Joey's mind, he just bought like a $1,500 suit.
Right.
Where they go, they give you champagne. So none of this happened. We walked in, 15 guys, they measure your fucking chest, your neck, and like your arm length. And then like, that's it. And she's like, oh, what size pants are you, large? And you're like, yeah. And they're like, all right, we'll fucking hem them when they come in. That's what it was. Took 3 fucking minutes, if that.
And don't all suits, maybe not all, but don't the majority of suits come with unhemmed pants?
Yes.
Like, you're never going to...
Well, so that's, I guess, where I'm going is, in Joey's mind, he just bought like a $1,500 suit, which he fucking didn't. They're like $300 and whatever. But like, if he did that, they would have went in, they would have measured his neck, his arm length, the fucking width of this, that, the length of his fucking inseam. They would have measured the fucking width of his fucking thigh.
Yes.
The width of his fucking waist. Every fucking thing. It would have taken so long.
Because that would have been a bespoke process.
Yeah, and then they would have literally cut fabric pieces and sewed them together and sent it to Joey, and it would have just fit when he put it on.
Right.
But this is like a warehouse full of jackets and pants, and they take the one that's closest to fitting you.
Right.
And send it, and if it needs alterations, they alter it.
And I told you, I'm like, dude, I know it's a fucking pain in the ass, but...
Is it really, though?
I've been in like... 4 weddings, I fucking think, fuck. And I had to do this for every one of them.
Right, fuck.
It's not that hard, fuck.
Oh, I know, it's not. It really isn't.
But, you know, what are you going to do?
It's a mild inconvenience.
But I guarantee you it's going to be 3 weeks from today where I'm texting him going, hey, did you get that? And he's going to go, oh, fuck.
He goes, wait, you didn't get it for me?
And he's going to show, and you know he's going to show up wearing flip-flops.
Oh, yeah. And then she's like, oh, I'll give you the date for when to come pick it up. I was like, okay. She's looking at the fucking computer. She's like, how's fucking Tuesday the 26th at 10:30? I was like, that was like oddly specific. Like, you didn't ask me like what's good for me or anything. I was like, yeah, sure. She goes, great, because that's when Tom, Tim, and Steve are coming.
Is that...
I said, that was pretty good on your
She's
part.
She's absolutely right.
Might as well lump us together.
You know? And that one, we're probably just going to try them on and then fuck right off.
Yeah, fuck right off.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because at that point, if you put them on and then like they still don't fit and you're like, oh, can you fix this? They're going to be like, oh.
Right.
Sure, dude. Yeah.
Right.
You know?
He's right.
And they almost gave me a jacket that was like way too big. Glad I fucking said
some shit.
Yeah,
you said
shit, you know?
Were like a 40...
I'm like a 44, like long or regular. And they tried to give me like a 46 regular. And then I was like, I think
but you
this
were
is...
smart to stop them.
Yeah, like I had to pace around and fucking overthink it for a while. And I was like,
well, the good thing with the jacket is that's like a fucking easy fix. Because when we went in with Karen's dad, he tried the suit on and he's like, this jacket's like, it just feels fucking tight. And then she got like a 46 off the rack. And she was like, oh, try this on, see if this feels better. And he was like, yeah, it feels better. And she's like, all right, that's fine. We'll just get you a 46.
Mm.
So I guess it wouldn't have been the end of the world?
Well, right. So at first they gave me the 46. I was like, way too big. So I got the 44 because I prefer shit to be a little small than too big.
Right.
Because it's cooler to have clothes that are too small.
Well, when it's too big, you feel like you're 6 years old.
Right.
I almost went with 5. I changed it to 6 for some reason.
When it's too small, you feel like you're Justin Timberlake.
Yeah.
In that
fucking... Or like Ryan Gosling, who wears suits. I get that he's super fit, and the cool thing is to have like slim fits.
Right.
But he wears suits sometimes that like it looks silly how tight it is. Because now you don't look manly. Now you look like a fucking millennial that's trying to be all hip. You know what I'm saying?
I think I know what you were saying.
He's right.
Jesus Christ.
The listeners are going, Jesus, is this another episode?
Is this what you guys do?
It's another fucking episode.
Oh my god.
But now we have a webcam, so it's a webisode.
Yeah, this can't be the first fucking cam one, dude.
No.
There's no way. There's no fucking way.
No.
This was just to see if it works.
And it does.
And it works. So next, that's what this episode is. This episode is us seeing if the camera works so that when we have a good episode, we know it works.
Wonder how much of a pain in the ass. Well, see, this is why the subscribers should just give us money.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, yeah.
Because then our production value would skyrocket. If we could just get $4 a month from our subscribers, I mean, we could fucking kill it.
Sorry, were you saying something?
Nah, it wasn't important.
Right. Fuck, I wish I could remember the important fucking thing I had to say.
What's going on in the world? Did you watch Dave Chappelle's new special?
Nope. Oh, also Squid Games?
Yeah, that's on my list. I haven't seen it yet.
Here's the thing, dude.
Wait, you like shit like that?
Well, here's the thing, dude. Everyone's like, oh, have you fucking seen Squid Games? And I'm like, no. They're like, oh, fuck. And I'm like, is it good? They're like, ah, it's all right. I can't get past the overdubbing and like, it's really not that good. But you should watch it.
Right. It's yeah.
Like, so you want me to suffer through like 6 episodes of shitty Korean overdubbing? And
you don't go dubbed. Well, that's for children.
Also, have you seen?
You go subtitle.
Yeah, this
man.
Is a big argument. But here's the. I'll get
it's
into that.
It's not. It's like arguing that fucking. I don't know. Well, go ahead. I can't think of metaphors.
I'll get into that in about 2 fucking seconds, dude.
1, 2.
Like 15 seconds.
Okay.
But, the thing is with that is it's, that's what I was going to say. There's a chart of things that have been on Netflix that have been really popular, and like Stranger Things is like this big.
Yep.
Something else is like that big. And then Squid Games is like fucking 10 times the popularity.
Yeah.
And everyone that I ask about it is nobody has been like, dude, it's amazing. You have to see it.
No, because
not a single person.
Because it's probably not. Like, I'm gonna watch Squid Games, but it's probably just gonna be like okay.
But what I think the reason for that is they did a really good job, I guess, like sort of artistically filming it, but just the marketing with the faces and the shapes, and it's so mysterious. And then like the clips is just like these. All these colorful shots.
Very colorful.
And so it just makes you very curious.
Yeah, because it doesn't look like anything else.
Right. So people are just watching it because they're very curious, not because they think, oh my God, that looks really fucking good.
Right. Yeah, I think you're right.
So power to the people that marketed that shit. And what was the thing?
And most Korean shit, I love Korean shit. Not saying I'm going to love Squid Games, but
Korean poop?
I'm more, well, I love North Korean movies.
Like you loved Parasite, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I love Parasite, but I love all of that guy's movies, like Snowpiercer.
Oh, right. So, the fucking subtitle overdub argument.
Yes.
I know that the purists and shit say just fucking read the goddamn subtitles and use the Korean audio, right?
Yeah.
Fine. But then I'm spending the whole time with my eyes on the bottom of the screen just reading text, and I can't even look at the fucking frame.
So that is true. That is the one. Either way, there's a trade-off. So one, the trade-off is you're not hearing any of the actors acting.
Right.
You're hearing like completely removed losers.
Right.
Reading a script that's been translated in a nice quiet recording studio.
Right.
Feigning the emotions that are portrayed on screen. So that trade-off, I think, is a bigger price to pay than, you know, my eyes not getting the full scope of what's going on. But that is a fair point, because I do agree, you do miss a lot of visual shit when you're reading the, you know, the bottom 3 inches of the screen.
Because some people may or may not have heard about this. Maybe I haven't talked about it, but I watched like anime last fucking, I started an anime like 2 weeks ago, and now I'm a fucking weeb, dude. Now I have like a fucking
wait a minute
Japanese
something right.
Let me see
shirt
that.
With fucking noodles on it and shit.
That's a cool shirt.
I'm not a weeb, but fucking started it with the subtitles and the Japanese audio.
Okay.
And then I was just like, fuck this, dude. I can't even see what's happening because I'm reading the whole fucking time.
So wait,
then,
but isn't that a cartoon?
It is a cartoon.
Wait, so that's not even... There's no reason to do subtitles then because either way, it's a person in a studio recording booth saying the words.
All right, I see your fucking point, dude. Calm the fuck down.
All right.
But either way, in that case, I used the English subtitles. You're like, no shit, dude. I don't know. It's just...
No, I get it. Listen, it's a mixed blessing.
I want to watch a movie. I want to watch the work the director did.
Totally.
I don't want to read a book with the TV on in the background.
Listen, it's a fair argument.
You're goddamn right it is.
It's fucking fair, fuck.
It's a fair argument.
But yeah, no, a lot of things suck. And I'm becoming more cynical. So remember last week when I made the announcement that I don't like music anymore?
Yeah, I do.
And that's true, by the way.
Also, last week's episode was a flow. So that makes this one an ebb. Yeah. So that's why we're fucked.
This is an episode.
Yeah.
If we could do two flow-isodes
the fucking back to back, like end.
That'd be great.
But then you'd
We've
have
done
like
it before.
If we did two flow-isodes, then you'd have two episodes.
You Maybe. Know what I mean? Maybe, unless there was like a damn-isode, which kind of slowed down the wild ebbing.
Maybe. I don't know, fluid dynamics or something.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Yeah, but go ahead, whatever. Whatever, fuck.
Wait, what the hell was I talking about, fuck? God damn it. This really is a goddamn episode.
Son of a bitch.
I don't really know. It doesn't really matter.
What the hell is even that?
Oh, so I figured out I don't like music anymore.
Yep.
And I don't like movies anymore because here's the problem. There's going to be exceptions. Movies made after 2015, it turns out, suck.
Really?
Overall. There's always going to be an anecdote. But it's so anecdotal. It's like knowing a 95-year-old that has smoked 3 packs a day their whole life and, got cocked every night.
Right.
You're going to go, yeah, that person like lived till 90, but that's, that's an anecdote. It's not even worth mentioning.
Right.
Because I love Parasite, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. There's still been some movies that sneak in.
Right.
Netflix movies now, fucking trash.
Suck donkey balls.
And here's the thing.
This is it.
When it comes to movies, I don't like any sort of rules.
Oh.
I'll watch the weirdest shit. I'm a David Lynch fan.
Good Lord.
I can watch any movie. Okay.
Except for...
So this isn't the musings of some square that can't get with the changing times.
Season 3 of Twin Peaks.
But when every single fucking movie is... The hero is some fucking girl that rolls her eyes at her parents and like all of her friends are... here's the thing. I don't care if there's a movie with a trans person in it. I know trans people exist. But if you leave your house, go to work, go food shopping, go to a fucking, public event and come home, you're maybe going to see like one trans person every 3 weeks. Yeah. When you watch Netflix, it's like half the population.
Right.
And you go, all right, we're getting a little overdrawn here in our, pandering.
Mm.
And then I start thinking like they think I'm stupid.
Well, they do.
And then I start watching it and I go, this whole movie is condescending and it's lame and predictable and it thinks it's being brave while just espousing the most mainstream opinions on everything. And it drives me fucking nuts.
Dude, calm down. Jesus Christ.
So that's why most movies on Netflix suck. There's still some good ones. But that's, I think with foreign films, they tend to be really good still.
Good.
Because they're not, they're not as lame yet.
Right. They haven't been.
But that Boon Ho guy that did, I don't think he did Squid Games.
Boon Ho.
He's the one that did Parasite. He's fucking awesome.
Oh, that fucking guy.
Dude. Oh, and then there was a show, this guy, hold on. This guy, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
He had that show, The Innocent.
Sounds familiar.
on Netflix.
Yep.
That one you gotta watch subtitles. Oriel Paulo.
Goddamn subtitles.
This guy is fucking awesome. He's Spanish. All of his movies. Watch The Invisible Guest. I think you did watch The Invisible Guest. His movies are so good. Back.
Was that the one with the kid that hit the kid in the car?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. I saw the fuck out of
it. I love that.
That shit was good.
I love that
dude.
Movie. Fuck.
That movie was good as fuck.
But anyway, that's my little rant on Netflix. But that's why I think I'm starting to become what do you call it? What did I say before? A guy who's never happy?
DK Landers.
What is it? Oh, a fucking... I just said it. When you just... Nothing pleases you. You just think everything sucks.
A cynic?
Yeah, I become a cynical asshole. I become a cynic.
Become?
Although Darman still does give me the tingles. I love Darman.
He gets you fucking going, dude?
The thing I love about Darman is... You can pick any episode. Obviously, there is a slight hierarchy.
Mm.
Some stick out, like right. The kid, if you're gay can't play.
Right.
That
naturally.
That episode.
The skateboarder
was
one.
Fucking hilarious.
LGDP, LGT, LBG, LGBTQ2 plus.
Plus.
And then,
let the boy walk.
You know, there's some Darman that
the hot
are
dog,
really,
hot dog
really
one
good. Yes, that one's
really good.
The hot dog one may be my favorite.
With Bill Gates. Maybe I shouldn't put my phone.
The Bill Gates one is great. Where Bill Gates discovers that the richest man in the world owns a failing newspaper stand in the lobby of his business. And I love when they go, I love when they explain the metaphor. So like when you're watching the Bill Gates one.
Yeah.
And
also something I noticed is in anime they say "so you see" all the fucking time.
Really?
So I'm wondering if Darman is an anime guy.
I bet he is.
Probably is.
But another reason to love Darman. But the Bill Gates one. So obviously Bill Gates. I don't know if it's him or I think Bezos is technically the richest guy in the world. But I'm gonna give Darman the benefit of the doubt that when he made that video, Bill Gates was the richest man in the world.
Okay.
So. We get the paradigm here. So the richest man in the world says, no, I'm not the richest man in the world. And then tells this guy with a great attitude who loves his family. So anyone with an IQ above room temperature knows he's speaking figuratively. And then right. Darman overwrites it and ruins it. So Bill Gates has to explain the figurative nature of it.
Right.
To
so you see.
So you see. He is the richest man in the world. And you just go, come on, Dar.
He has less money, but he's rich in happiness, you see.
Because wealth can't be measured by dollars.
You see. Oh, dude, also, I appreciate what this fucking guy did today.
Who, Dar?
No, not that fucking guy. Went to, I'm sure it's Dar. Like, when you say Dar man, you're like, okay.
Right, it needs to be said as one thing.
Right, you can't be like, yo, Dar.
Dar,
get into his, was checking out at Market Basket, right? And the bagger bagged everything real quick and said, like, thanks so much for coming in today. Have a nice day. And I was still paying.
Oh, so you had to sit there.
So I was like, thanks,
stand
man.
Stand there.
Thanks, man. You too. And then stood there for another like 30 seconds. But I appreciate that he was being super efficient.
Yes.
He's like, I finished, so now...
It's almost like he's now punished by the awkwardness of his own speed has caused.
But what he's doing, though, is reclaiming his time. I'm reclaiming
my
time.
The gentleman will reclaim his time?
I'm reclaiming my time.
The gentleman will yield?
The gentleman will reclaim his time?
The gentleman will yield.
So he just was like, done, dude. He's like, I finished. Now I can enjoy 45 seconds of free time.
Yes.
Until the next person comes, where I can just stand here and think about my other thoughts.
Yep.
So I think that was brilliant.
That is brilliant.
Little awkward for me, but brilliant on his behalf.
It was brilliant and gave me faith that this episode does have hope when an interesting story like that comes along.
Yeah. Right. But I've been keeping track also of every time I do go through the checkout line, I'll say thank you to the cashier and then deliberately say thank you to the bagger.
Yeah.
And the bagger acknowledges my thank you 4.2% of the time.
Well, it's good. So it's funny with going through Market Basket because you kind of learn the process. So the first thing you learn is to say debit exact.
Yeah. Oh, that goes with the, yeah, without saying.
And then you learn to individually thank them.
Right.
Because I will say, dude, they fucking work hard.
They rip and tear.
I mean, because you can't stop.
No.
It's not one of those jobs where you can like kind of be lazy about it.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously shitty baggers out there.
Oh, yeah.
But you can't be like egregiously malaise.
There's like the crazy kid dude that's always in there and he's like... He's always bagging and like talking to himself, but he's rattling off.
Oh, I know that kid.
Conspiracy theories.
Oh, wait,
theories.
No, this is Seabrook.
It's in Seabrook,
one?
Yeah.
There's one in Haverhill that does that.
He'll be like, well, because you know, they ship over 200 million tons of plastic to China every year, and all China does with that plastic is they just burn it. So what's the point of even sending it over there? Why don't we just burn it? You know, it's like we'd just be saving all the fuel of sending it to China. And,
oh,
and like,
true.
That's just what he does. He just like says that, and he's saying it to himself. He's not talking to anybody.
Turn on the freaking frogs guy.
Right, exactly. And I'm like, totally, man. Yeah. Yep. Definitely. Yep.
Well, what's funny about plastics is...
Well, don't dive too deep into that.
I won't.
Yeah, yeah.
But
okay.
So obviously everyone's for getting plastics out of the ocean.
Plus magnets, how do those work?
Well, that's, you know, let's leave that to the ICP.
Right.
But everyone is for getting plastic out of the water, right? Like
yep.
The ocean.
Yep.
But then you can't complain when... We just fucking burn it.
Right.
Because that's how to get rid of it.
Right.
It is weird that plastic is one of the few things that you just can't get rid of.
No, not really. I do remember there
Mark was... Mark the Shark, styrofoam.
Right.
And plastic.
There was like a college student that invented some bacteria that dissolved plastic, which I thought was pretty cool. I don't know
whatever
happened to that.
Is he not rich and famous?
No idea. But also people are like, oh, man, fucking global warming, and we need to do clean fucking emissions and reduce carbon, and we need to be more like China because they're so great. It's like, dude, China's the dirtiest place ever, and like 90% of their energy comes from coal.
I watched,
they're just burning all the plastic that we're getting rid of.
Well, so when these dummies
according to the
talk about electric cars and windmills... And solar panels. What do you think happens when we make those things?
We burn coal and chemicals and shit.
Well,
to
the
make
real
them.
Acid test for whether these people know anything is if you're an environmentalist and you have a working brain, you would be pro-nuclear. It's
right.
Literally the cleanest form of energy we have. I don't think a single person in America has died from nuclear waste. It goes down in a fucking salt mine, and they always go, oh, Chernobyl. And then you go, wait, Chernobyl? Wasn't that in the fucking Soviet Union? Wasn't that in a country where the government controlled the energy sector?
Mm.
So the disaster, so you want the government to control the energy sector. And when I say, no, we already have nuclear power, you point to a country where the government ran the energy sector.
Right.
And also...
I mean, people definitely died from nuclear waste, but not recently.
I don't know how many people in America have died from an actual malfunctioning power plant.
Right. That's a different... Yep. Cool.
I mean, we can look it up, but I don't think that many people have died from any sort of malfunction in a nuclear power plant.
Right,
in the United
which
States.
Is fine. That's a different statement than you originally said.
Folks, he's right.
That's why I...
It's a difference between an elephant and an
like
elephant
this.
Seal.
That's correct.
But one day I do want to go, you have to watch An Inconvenient Truth. I watched this maybe a year ago.
Mm.
I would say 89% of every single prediction that movie asserts not only didn't come true, but the opposite happened.
Right.
So I think one day we should do an Inconvenient Truth viewing.
I think that sounds fucking great.
And we just marvel at the stupidity that is still taken seriously. You know? Jesus Christ.
That wasn't me, dude.
Dude, that was disgusting.
I just was sitting here like this. So it definitely wasn't me.
It definitely was. Yeah, you're right. Because reviewing the footage, I didn't see your mouth move.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was just hanging out. You know what I mean? Dude.
What else? All right, so we're like 45 minutes in now. Probably less. God,
40. Yeah, yeah. Fucking getting there, man. Fucking getting there.
What the fuck? Anyway, what did you do for... Did you have Columbus Day off or no? You didn't, right?
Did. Had it off somehow.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Dude. Fucking had it off. Was at dinner. And everyone was like, oh, you got fucking tomorrow off? I was like, no. And Katie was like, yeah, we do. I was like, oh, not working tomorrow. Cool. Fucking, yeah, don't have work tomorrow, so. Fuck yeah, dude.
Indigenous Peoples Day.
Yeah, right.
Did you know that Christopher Columbus never committed genocide? And that everything these people say about him isn't true?
These people.
Unless they think a genocide means going to a foreign land and accidentally bringing livestock with diseases that kills like 95% of a population.
Right. Maybe that's what they mean.
Well, when did the discovery of germs come into play?
Oh, I knew this at one point.
I don't think it was in the 1490s.
No, it wasn't. I think
it was like 100 or 200 years after.
Like 18? Hold on. Let's find out.
Yeah, it was the 1800s because it was when the doctors were killing all the, they're accidentally killing all the pregnant women. Because they would go down in the morgue and then be fucking, you know, discovering anatomical things with scalpels and then just going up and like delivering babies.
1861.
Okay, so when you call them out on the genocide thing.
Yep.
You go, no, no, no. A genocide is a systemic killing of a race, ethnic group, or just a group of people.
Right, systemic, yeah.
So, like...
Inherently systemic.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then they go... And then you go, oh, well, actually, most of the indigenous people died from diseases that the Europeans brought.
Yeah, racist diseases.
Then they go, well, yeah, but they knew that. And then you go... No, if you said to Christopher Columbus, I'm thinking there are these microbes, these invisible germs.
Just tiny little things.
That spread. They'd go, what?
So small.
Dude, I think you're like 400 years early.
They're so small you can't see them, but they'll go up your nose and kill you.
They would go, you're a fucking psychopath.
No. I'm just fucking ahead of my time, dude. Fuck you guys. You
and
don't
then
get
that
it.
Guy dies of germs.
Right.
Right, dude. Anyway, I'm just thinking of them turning the freaking frogs gay.
Right.
What else?
Fuck, what else, dude? What a bummer.
I won some money at Keno this weekend.
How much?
$60.
Holy shit.
Spent 70.
Fucking kidding me? Oh, wow. Right, dude.
But, dude, to be at a bar for 5 hours playing Keno the entire time
for
and
free?
Only walk away with the $10 loss.
Oh, it's great.
That's a win
that
in my book.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know.
It's like when people say golf's expensive. Compared to what? What else can you do? Where can you go where you do an activity with your friends for 5 hours?
Yep.
Completely on your own. No one around to see your behavior.
Right.
Drinking beer out in the woods. You know how much money you'd have to pay to do something similar to that?
Here's the thing is I know Jeff Bergeron just went, well, you could play disc golf for free, you fucking moron.
Yeah, but it's different.
It is different. I'd much rather play regular golf.
I like disc golf, but regular golf's better.
Way better.
You get to ride in a cart and a fucking lady in a beer cart.
Yeah,
comes along?
A fucking truck full of ice cold beverages and snacks.
Are you fucking kidding me?
And sometimes like hamburgers and shit.
You can rip butts if you want.
You can rip so many.
Well, I guess you can do that with disc golf too.
Right. Yeah, but the thing about disc golf is you're always like, you're walking through the woods, and like, I don't fucking know. I feel like the chances of you having a tick after disc golf are like 84%.
I agree.
Where with golf, it's like 13%.
Like, I've never, and I do like disc golf a lot, so Geff.
Yeah, it's fine, dude. I just regular.
Geff, I hope you don't lose your listenership, because it really is appreciated.
Right.
And same thing, if Michaela's listening, don't tell Geff what we're saying.
Yeah, don't fucking tell him, Jesus
I'm pro
Christ.
Disc golf, okay? And I haven't disc golfed that much, so I'm kind of being unfair here, but I was going to say Owl's Nest, but you just associate that with fucking dragging along with Joey. So let me think of a different experience.
Yeah.
Like when we're getting cocked playing...
cocked fuck.
I don't know, Four Oaks fuck.
Yeah.
I've never had a similar experience to disc golf fun-wise.
No, me either.
And also with the golf carts, you throw your shit. You don't have to carry anything.
It's like having a purse.
It really is.
You know?
It's like having a giant purse. A
huge purse with all your shit.
It's fucking great, fuck.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking great.
Golf really is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Next to sex and wokeism.
Huh. Ah. Ah.
A lot of people said, you're not going to make it. You're not going to be President of the United States. So
everything woke turns to shit.
That was loud.
You know what I said?
What did you say, Mr. President?
I can't quite remember, but it was something really good. It was fantastic.
So you got that nice breathy. And then you have certain words like, to me, he owns the word frankly.
Frankly, we're not sure.
Yeah.
Like that one was pretty good. If I start the phrase with... either frankly or a lot of people. I'm pretty much
a lot
golden.
Of people. Yeah.
If I started with something else, I'm.
Or like not the best.
I gotta like find. Yeah. I gotta like find it on the way. You know what I mean?
Cause you gotta start a little aggressive.
Yeah.
And then you lighten up.
Yeah.
And then you explain yourself. I'm not actually mad. Frankly.
Frankly, you gotta start somewhere. You know, it's a lot of people out there that don't like me. It's Sleepy Joe, he says. Little Sleepy Joe. So little, so small, and sleepy. A lot of people said he was bigger. He's not that big.
I wonder how Sleepy Joe's doing.
He's probably fucking basically dead.
Who's going to be president, dude? In like 2 years.
Probably.
Greta Thunderbagger.
So if you're... If you like enthusiastically voted for Biden, like not like, not people that are like, oh, I fucking hate Trump. I just want him out. And I guess I'll vote for this fucking guy. There's a lot of those people.
Mm.
But I'm talking about the people that were like, no, this administration is going to be fucking great.
Well, and when you go to those people and you go, are you still glad you voted for Biden? They go, yup, 100%.
Yeah, yeah, but
you
like,
go, okay, dude.
But of that group, does anyone look at Kamala and not like secretly cringe the entire time?
Ugh.
Like when I watch her, all of my muscles tense up. It's it's like watching.
You make this.
Remember
face.
When Michael Scott rips up Holly's concert tickets?
Oh yeah,
so he's like,
oh, you fucking idiot.
He's like, I'm gonna buy them from you. And then so she's like blushing. She's excited that like he's thinking he's going to take her.
Yeah.
And then he rips him up. That's what I feel like every time I see Kamala.
And right.
Even her fans have to hate the laugh, right?
Have to. She has fans? Are you kidding me?
Well, my favorite is, quick, what do you like about Kamala, but you can't mention her race or gender?
Well,
and then
they go, I like that she wears.
Because if you don't say that, if you go, what do you like about Kamala? They'll say, well, she like broke the glass ceiling and, you know,
so
she showed the world that a woman. And then you go, okay.
Stunning
okay.
and brave.
So I'm talking about the stuff she's responsible for, not an accident of history.
Well, I like that she like wears like sneakers. So she's like casual. Not appear. You can't do appearance.
No. Do something about her personality. And they go, oh, shit, I think I'm getting a call.
She
Playa.
Gotta go.
With
check, please.
Oh, that's a lot.
Hello, you got a base.
We played the first thing that came to our heads, and it just so happened to be
the best song in the world. If I had to pick seven living celebrities to go to a dinner party with, he would be one of them.
Yeah, I'd say
without,
true.
Without even question. And the rest would probably be Kamala would be one. Because I would just try Jesus to, I would Christ. Go.
Is this dinner for schmucks?
I would just say, listen, I don't care about our political differences. That's fine. But like, what do you, I'm going to give you a quiz from a second grade class, from Miss Honeybee's Miss Honeybee's second grade class. And I just want to see how you do on it. And then she starts laughing.
Dude, Miss Honey?
I'm going to say there's a guy behind you that's going to dump a bucket of cold water on your head if you laugh. And so just know that. And now we're going to have dinner.
She'd go.
She's soaked immediately.
Oh, God. Dude, Miss Honey is like the best.
For Matilda?
Oh, God. I fucking love Miss Honey.
I was always Team Trunchbull.
You kidding me?
Dude, I swear she's been naked, that actress.
You gotta be kidding me.
Because I went to look one time. I actually love the movie Matilda.
Me the fuck too, dude. The soundtrack is fire.
You know who directed that? Trivia question.
I don't know, but I'm gonna guess.
Guess.
Fuck. Would I actually know?
I'm not saying you would know, but it's very plausible that you'd guess it.
I'm just going to pass. Who?
Danny DeVito.
Are you fucking kidding me? I'm like Louis C.K.?
Whoa, Trunchbull looks way different. Pam Ferris.
She hot as fuck now?
I mean, she's improved.
A lot of people said she was good looking, but she's not.
Way more normal looking than...
She's a loser.
Than the Trunch.
Yeah, it doesn't look like the Trunch.
Let me just type in her name, nude.
You know what woke means? It means you're a loser.
It's not as bad as I remember. Oh, now there's just a bunch of naked pictures in here. Jesus.
Of her? Good lord.
Yeah. I thought she was more trunchy.
That's the other thing, too, dude, is anime is basically porno.
Yeah, dude.
Did you know about this?
Yes.
You knew?
Dude, if you go to...
Why didn't you fucking tell me?
I did. We talked about this last week.
On the podcast?
Dude, if you go to Japan, the only acceptable form of dudes getting horny is anime. All anime is a way to appease sexually repressed men in a society where whacking off in the bathroom is blasphemous.
Okay. So I always thought that there were just two separate avenues. And there was hentai, which was porn. And there was anime, which was just childish fun.
I would say anime is Led Zeppelin and hentai is Greta Van Fleet. It's one is parasitic to the other.
Well, I think you would flip those, though.
No, because anime was designed to be a vehicle for dudes to see something pornographic.
I disagree.
It was, dude. That was very anime-ish. Anime-esque? Yeah, wasn't it?
And then like, I get the fucking thing pulsing on my head.
Yeah.
No, but that's what hentai is.
But no, but anime came first, right? And then hentai just said, why don't we just cut to the chase and just do a bunch of anime with their fucking tits out getting fucked.
Yeah, basically.
So that's what I'm saying.
But that's only getting fucked. Anime has like a storyline.
Yes, because anime had to, pardon the expression, Trojan horse in the pornographic imagery.
That was a perfect
analogy.
Reference. Yeah, sure.
And then hentai said, well, all the Americans that can access porn whenever they want.
Robert Hentai, right?
They're going to be a little bored with anime because they're not sexually repressed. So let's ratchet it up.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, and like the anime is not girls like getting fucked. It's just like...
No, it's the anatomical convulsing.
Yeah, tons of like perfect...
Huge cleavage.
Shimmering cleavage, yeah.
The cleavage is the main thing.
Yeah, lots of cleavage.
But you have to understand, this is a culture where it's totally normal for a 35-year-old PhD candidate to have a Hello Kitty backpack.
Right.
It's a different society. Like, we're in America used to seeing 13-year-olds smoking Marlboro Reds and whacking off to fucking...
Pamela Anderson.
Right.
Yeah, right.
But over there, it's a little different. Over there, the suicide rate is... Or it used to be high. I don't know if it still is. And by the way, I would love to go to Japan. I'm pro-Japan.
Yeah, me too. I'm pro-Japan. I'm anti-China.
I actually do love Japan.
Anti-China, pro-Japan.
Yeah.
I have Japanese steak knives, for fuck's sake. And chef's knife.
Dude, well, I think...
And I'm wearing a fucking... I'm wearing a goddamn...
Yeah.
Japanese shirt.
It's true.
Supposedly, this says, like, bon appetit, but not bon appetit, but, like, basically what it is in Japanese. Boner petite. Yeah. It says hentai titties right here.
I'm telling you, anime is Morse code from...
This is news to me,
from
man.
Your brain to your dick.
This was news to me. I thought that I was... I thought I had accidentally started watching a little bit more of an extra racy anime.
No, that's anime.
I know. I didn't know.
I know.
I didn't fucking know, dude. So we played the first thing that came to our heads. It just so happened to be the best song in the world.
Ah, Jack Black. He's the best. If you could have dinner with anyone living or dead. Well, one, you'll get five choices. Sorry. That was disgusting.
Look into my eyes.
What's one person you would eat with that was dead?
They have to be dead?
Yeah. It doesn't have to be the one.
Probably. Give me like two. Chris Farley.
Ooh.
How's that? You like that? Like that for a fucking answer?
I love that answer.
We played the first thing that came to our head. It just so happened to be.
What do you got queuing up here?
I'm going to find some porno real quick. Some anime.
Dude, that friggin' Kitchen Wars, whatever it is.
That's what this is. Because that's the only anime I've ever watched.
Food Wars?
Food Wars.
I already drank two of these, fuck.
You drank two of those, fuck? Dude, if anyone wants to watch.
I couldn't believe how fucking. I was getting like turned on watching that, dude.
Yeah, like this is really mellow.
She's
right
like
here.
Orgasming.
You want the right to taste my food? I do. Please.
You can't even see it with the fucking camera.
You greedy little girl.
God damn it. But she's just like looking at her.
If this
fucking...
was a radio show, guys would be swerving
I'm
off
so
the road.
Sorry, Miss Serena. Well, okay, but not until we make our report. Zero candidates passed.
Uh-huh. Like, why is she so fucking?
Excuse me.
Horny. Yeah.
So I can just make whatever I want.
What?
Hold on. Let me find some really fucked up shit. We played the first thing that came to it. Oh, here we go. This is definitely it. This is going to be fucking really good. You can't fucking see it in the camera.
Hold on.
What if I turn the fucking brightness down, dude? How would that do? How would that perform?
We're not even airing this.
Rice is melting it. And as it melts, it coats more and more of the rice.
Oh my god, that's amazing. It coats the rice when it melts?
What is this aroma? Is it chicken?
Fucking
delicate
chicken,
scent
dude?
Of slow-simmered chicken is gradually building.
Oh my god, it's building.
Dude. I get it. Transforming furikake rice.
Oh my god,
it's completely
just
different
cock.
Than it started.
Should take on. This
I
is really sucking.
Find out what it tastes like.
Just wait till she eats it, dude.
You just
fucking
wait. I will grant
you
visual,
this.
Dude.
I will go ahead and take a bite. One. Shut up and give me that bowl, you idiot.
Yeah, you idiot.
Order up. Oh man.
Come on, hurry up. This is supposed to be the beauty of the video, is that I can put this in the bottom corner without doing this.
Oh.
I love how anytime they eat something, they go, oh.
Yeah, they're very,
Can't fucking see it, dude. Sucks. God damn it.
What's going on? I was just tasting it. I forgot to judge it.
Dude.
Whatever.
What is
that? No. That illustrated your point nicely.
But it did. It didn't even happen yet.
If
she didn't even start jizzing.
If porn was banned starting tomorrow and the internet was scrubbed of porn, that would work for 90% of guys that are used to whacking off to porn.
Right. It'd be fine, just fine.
It really is like the Cream Freesh episode, though. Like, it's almost straight out of that episode.
Cream Freesh. Yeah, that's true. Sharon?
Be honest, have you whacked off to Food Wars yet?
No.
Okay.
Next Saturday, I have like an hour set aside. That's my plan, but not yet.
Yeah, let me know how it goes.
He goes, oh, where is it? It's somewhere around here. Sharon, have you seen my cream friche? And he's like looking in the bedroom, like dresser.
Like, how many places could cream friche be?
Oh, God. And then I love the shake weight one, where then after, like.
Sure, kids are change.
Yeah. Do you need like bus fare or something?
Yeah. Here's some money for a cab fare. Here's the thing. So now that I'm hanging out with my Zoomer cousins more and more, and I love them. They're all awesome kids.
Fine, just fine.
But I'm fascinated because it's completely different than we were. Like, they have no interest in going to a bar on a Friday night.
Lame.
And also, my fucking brain, dude.
Sucks.
It really does suck.
Dude, this is not even how I feel. My
I wish I could restart
sucks.
It like when you drown in the pool and you're declared dead and then they zap you back to life.
Yeah.
Do you think that does the same thing that to your brain when you restart your computer?
Probably not.
Yeah, you probably get worse, actually.
Yeah. You could always get a lobotomy.
So it doesn't kill you, makes you weaker. Yeah, you could get a lobotomy.
But like a lobotomy just makes you happier but stupid, right?
No, lobotomy basically makes you vegetated. So where you're literally just this blob that just is fine to sit around chair sleeping all day.
Wasn't it like almost like a fad though to like get unhappy people lobotomies?
Yeah, they did a lot in the '50s. Like JFK's sister, they just fucking lobotomized her.
And it just you're a vegetable, that's it?
You're not a vegetable, like you can still walk, but like you can't have like a conversation with a lobotomized person.
Right.
They're just kind of like, did you ever see One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Yes.
So do you know when R.P. McMurphy at the end?
Well, that's doesn't that the shock therapy thing?
Well, yeah, they do that. And the shock therapy was supposed to make you less violent.
Right.
No, but then at the end of the movie, it's the saddest ending to the movie, to any movie ever. Not literally, but it's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah.
So it's up there for me. But they lobotomize R.P. McMurphy. So when fucking the chief at the end of the movie, because Nurse Ratched threatens to tell Billy Bibbit she threatens to tell his mom that he slept with the fucking prostitute.
Right.
So he kills himself. He goes into the doctor's office and he like breaks a bottle and.
Right.
And. Slits his throat.
Right.
So R.P. McMurphy is so enraged at Nurse Ratched.
Right.
That he fucking tries to strangle her to death.
Mm.
So then they fucking, at the end, they lobotomize him. And he goes back to his bed. And then the chief sees him. The chief's like, McMurphy, let's break out tonight. Like, I'm ready to go. And he's just like fucking, his eyes roll back in his head.
That's right.
And then he fucking puts the pillow over Murphy's face.
Because
he wants to free him from the state.
Right.
That's what a lobotomy is.
Right.
So you're really just fucking toast.
Damn it.
A lobotomy is basically a legal form of murder because even though you're alive, you're basically just a waste of space.
Right.
You know? So when the Kennedys had their daughter, who was insane, they just fucking took a chunk of her brain out and then she was basically just like, it's like having a fucking turtle.
Right.
You just feed it twice a day.
Yep.
It doesn't bother you anymore. Fucking crazy.
Yeah, that's fucked up, dude.
So yeah, to answer your question, I could get a lobotomy to help my brain waves.
Yeah, right.
You know, you should I'd rather have a bottle in front of me than a frontal lobotomy.
Oh, you should take B12, vitamin B12.
Is that for ED?
No, it's for brain nervous system function and brain.
Is that the stuff that Rogan takes?
Well, he takes like a.
Do you take B12?
Big supplement combination of shit. I did. I haven't like lately. I should though, because my brain fucking blows, dude.
Mm.
You know.
Did you ever hear that old joke about the two old guys? One guy's Alzheimer's.
Why don't you tell it?
So the guy's like, "Oh, I've been taking these memory pills that have been helping me out."
Yep.
And then his friend is over, and he's like, "Oh, Phil, what's the name of the those memory pills you've been taking?" And then Phil's like, "What's that type of flower that's like, you know, people?" And the guy's like, I'm butchering this joke. He's like a fucking dandelion? He's like, no, it's people, you know, you give it to a woman. And the guy's like, a carnation? And he's like, no. And the guy's like, a rose? And he's like, yeah. And then he goes, "Rose, what's the name of that memory medication that I take?"
Jeez, so it's not very good medication, clearly.
Right.
That's the joke.
That joke is fresh out of 1922.
Good Lord. I bet if you buy this hat, they give you a free bowl of soup. Oh, looks good on you, though.
Ah, Ronnie Dangerfield.
Ah, classic.
Dude, he was the fucking best. I remember how I heard Norm MacDonald tell this story.
Yeah.
So he loved Ronnie Dangerfield and got to like open for him when he was just starting out. And so when Norm, so he became friends with Rodney.
Yeah.
Who was obviously the fucking king of like one-liner jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
So Norm had this buddy that wasn't a comedian, but he had this one joke that Norm thought it was like the funniest fucking joke.
Yeah, yeah.
So he told everyone this joke. Norm did. And so he's like, "I'm going to fucking tell Rodney." So the joke was, so he goes, "Rodney, my friend is not a comedian, but he has this one joke he came up with that's so fucking funny." And the joke is, it's like the, so the premise is like the guy is like a closeted gay guy.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes to his friend. He goes, "Hey, want to play hide and go seek? If you catch me, he goes, "Let's play hide and go seek. I'll hide. And then if you find me, I'll suck your cock." And then the guy goes, "Okay, and what if I don't find you?" And the guy goes, "I'll be behind the couch." And it really is a hilarious joke. And then he tells Ronnie this, and Ronnie just looks at him and goes, "Yeah, I'll tell you, I'm not much for jokes." Which is just such a classic Ronnie Dangerfield move.
Oh, geez.
You know his first movie ever was Caddyshack?
I didn't know that.
His first movie.
Didn't fucking know.
Dude, these guys that get discovered when they're like 50.
Yep.
Must be bizarre.
Yeah,
like, remember Los Lonely Boys?
Oh, fuck. Los Lonely Boys?
Yeah. Here, I'll play it for
you. Was that with...
You'll know this song.
Easy now.
Shit, sorry.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, you're the one that put your shit in front of the cable.
Yeah, that's true.
Los Lonely Boys. They're fucking awesome, dude.
Am I thinking of, like, Chevy Chase and...
No, it's a band. It's not like the Blues Brothers or something.
The fuck am I thinking of? Los Hombres?
They're fucking awesome guitar players.
Aladdin,
but dude, these guys were like fucking, I don't know.
Also, I don't think 40
something.
I don't think you know this, but you say faggin like in a very specific Tim Sullivan way.
Really?
Yeah, your fucking has a G in it. And it's AU. It's like FUAGKIN. Faggin.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, so like fucking...
I have to swear way less because it does annoy
not
me.
Not necessarily.
It does annoy me when I listen back to our episodes.
But you say fucking a fucking lot. Oh, yeah, that song rips, dude.
That song's fucking awesome.
What are these fucking dickheads called?
Los Lonely Boys.
I thought this was... I don't even know what I thought this was, like Matchbox 20, and I'm just kidding.
Dude, these guys are fucking awesome live.
Oh, Buddy Rich is playing at Hampton.
Is he?
Yeah.
Wait. You mean Buddy?
Guy.
Big guy.
Sorry. Oh, I love the windy shot.
But this guy's probably like 45. Lord
help me. Right.
So he's probably been touring his whole life.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden. You can say this is a great song.
Yeah, this song rips, dude. I forgot about this song.
Oh, he's got the little goatee.
He sure does.
Good for them, dude.
There's a cross in every shot.
I love those guys.
Yeah, those guys fucking rip, dude.
That was painfully cringe.
What? Hey.
Hey, hi-o.
I like that band.
All right, that's probably good, dude. That's been like six and a half hours.
That's true.
Why don't you come in out of the snowy snow and have some cake?
Congratulations, seriously.
Thanks. I wish it didn't require the seriously, but thank you.
Next week will hopefully be better.
Why are you gay?
Because I'll pretend that I'm going to prepare.
You are gay.
And then the week after
that. I feel like I did have some stuff prepared and then
I did too. Here's the thing though, is you have stuff. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist. Because then I forget it. Because my brain sucks.
My brain sucks too. I need to get a lobotomy.
I think it's an old, I think it's an old guy thing or some shit. We're going to take vitamin B12 all this week, every day this week. And then next episode is going to be a fucking...
A flowisode.
Flowisode. Like last week it was. Last week fucking ripped. If you didn't like last week, just stop listening.
This was like a experiment because we had the...
The fucking camera.
We had the camera fuck.
Which...
And then we also had no content.
For all I know, nobody will see this because I might just do nothing with it. And I'm going to try and find something that isn't YouTube.
Yeah, what about the... No, I know the thing that's
Vimeo?
Not YouTube. No. I know what it's called. I can't
Parler.
Think of it. InfoWars. No, I'm just kidding.
What is it?
No, I'm going to think about...
We'll find it.
Never mind. Yeah.
It'll be great. It's going to be fucking great. And just, you know, just send us money or fucking whatever. Write us an email.
If you don't like the show, that's a better reason to send us money.
Right.
Because how are we going to improve if we're poverty stricken?
Exactly.
Money makes things better.
Mm. All right, well, that's fucking it, dude. Bye, dude.
See ya.
I'm so sure can.